Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Undiscovered Worlds. Happy almost Halloween. We did ghosts last time, so we got a little warm up before this episode. But now today is all about the Halloween facts. So we scour the internet as always. We try to find the fun stuff that we thought was fun, put it on a list, and we bring it to you guys here. Mar, how did your Halloween hunt go?
I actually love it. There's so much information that it's hard to decide where to go with it.
Okay.
So I went through the side of history and legends was my okay. angle.
All right. I spent all the ones I picked solely on the movie Halloween. That's it. Not part two. None of them. Just the one. That's not what we were going to do.
Well, the title is Halloween, so I guess, yeah.
No one's technically specified. You guys are supposed to tell me. We take your suggestions, but if you guys aren't specific, then it's up to us to translate. So, you want to kick us off, Mar?
Yes, I want to kick you off into the self-proclaimed Halloween capitals of the world.
Okay.
Salem, Massachusetts, is self-proclaimed. And the other one I didn't know about is Anoka. Anoka, Minnesota, are self-proclaimed capitals of the world.
I've never heard of Anoka. They need to do much better marketing if they're trying to get their name out there as a Halloween self-proclaimed capital. And as we learned last episode, Maria has lots of marketing tips for you guys if you don't quite have your stuff together. So on Wild Chat, she's developed her video forensic skills to see what's going on with the video clips that we watch. And on this channel, it's all about marketing, guys. ask Maria if they don't work out, hashtag not financial advice. All right. Well, I wanted to start kind of at the start. So the ancient Celts believed that wearing masks and costumes would actually help them avoid being recognized as humans and basically escape the gaze and then the retribution of any demons or spirits that were wandering the streets on Samhain.
And that actually goes with the name of the phobia of Halloween. Like, there is actually a persistent fear of Halloween. It's called Samhain phobia.
Okay. See, my persistent fear of Halloween is that everybody just gives me hard candies. And then I wake up like in cold sweats, just imagining my bag just full of like old person hard candies. And I'm like, what is this?
What's an old person's hard candy?
I mean, peppermints are probably the best hard candy you can get. But if it's, you know, if it's just hard, if I can't chew into it without potentially possibly breaking a tooth, I'm probably not that interested. Give me some chocolates, some nougats. I'll take a licorice on occasion.
Nougats.
Nougat. That's what they put in like a Snickers bar. It's peanuts, caramel, and nougat. That's the third
thing.
No,
I was actually mixing it with nougat, like
a noogie. Yeah, no, that's what you do when your sister has better candy than you, so you can get her candy. That's when you use the noogie to get the nougat. Exactly. It works out perfectly.
Hashtag not financial advice.
Yes. Hashtag one of these days my sister is going to start watching these episodes. I acknowledge all of the horrible things that I did to you as a child, but they were all done in love and caring. And if I didn't care about you, I wouldn't have even bothered teasing you. I would have just left you alone. So, you know,
that's true.
It was done from a place of warmth. Who's up, Mar? Me or you?
Right. I think it's me. I'm just going to go with it. So according to tradition, if a person wears his or her clothes outside out, like inside out, and then walks backwards on Halloween, he or she will see a witch at midnight, according to tradition.
I came across that exact same thought or that fact. And my thought was, and then? I feel like there should have been more sentences after that. It's like, you do that, you run into a witch. Clearly, you worked really hard to make sure that you ran into the witch. She, like, turned your clothes inside out. You walked backwards. You finally got her there. Why? Do you, like, get a wish now? feel like there should be like another.
The witch grants a wish.
Yes, I think there should be another piece to that one, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, like what would you do with that information? You're right. Maybe they go to Salem or Anuka.
Yeah.
Anoka. Maybe it's called Anoka.
Okay. All right. Okay, guys. So there is a problem. When we were kids, there's always that moment where you're like, am I too old to trick or treat? What is the age cutoff where people will stop giving me candy, or it's just too pathetic to do it? I am a contest that there's no age that it's too pathetic to do it. But there may be an age where they're just like, no, dude, I'm not giving you any candy. I'm sorry. But in Belleville, Illinois, and actually in several other cities since then, there's a law on the books now. Anybody over 12 years old that goes trick-or-treating, 7th grade, can get a $100 to a $1,000 fine, though the police admit that most of the time they just give them a warning.
That's not fair.
Here's one of my things, though. You don't want the older kids out there. I didn't grow up in the nicest neighborhood, but in my neighborhood, like, if the older kids were out there that were almost too old to trick-or-treat, it's because they were beating up and stealing the smaller kids' candy. So you really don't, like, there's almost an age limit for, like, safety purposes. So, like, kids aren't getting their candy stolen. But
that's what parents are for, to be around the children, to protect them. You shouldn't have a child alone.
Well, there's a certain age, though. That'll be a fun question for the day, guys.
Yes, we need that one answered because I think that's absurd.
Yeah, so
sorry, I'm going to go against the law there.
My first one that I want is the coolest costume you ever came up with. That's the first question for this show because I need ideas for the following decade or so. So you guys give me all the cool ideas you got for costumes. The second one is Maria's. She wants to know, how old do you guys think is too old to go trick-or-treating?
Okay, so here's the thing. When I lived in Michigan, I lived in a very nice neighborhood. And I'm not talking about nice because of wealth or that's not my definition of nice. My definition of nice is it was family oriented, a lot of children, and the parents will go trick or treating. So the adults will actually trick or treat. When the other adults at the house will see them, they will exchange a drink.
Yes.
Like, here, this is my gift to you as an adult, so I'll give you a drink.
Yes.
Whatever kind of drink. But what I used to do, because I am not the type of person who likes to give free candies, I will actually make them sing. And there is actually a tradition, so I'm kind of mixing it with a tradition, called Beggars, and they do that in Iowa, I just set up the name, Des Moines, that is actually called Beggar's Night. So I'm mixing my fact with my story. Beggar's Night is basically like trick-or-treating, but the children are required to tell a joke or perform a trick or do something in order to get their candy. And that also comes from ancient medieval times. But I used to do that without thinking that was a tradition. I just thought that was fair.
Okay. So if you're like, hey, I'm doing this because I'm old school. And you're like, no, like medieval times old school. Like I'm really old school.
But nobody, I never heard of anybody doing that. I just thought it would be way more fun to make the kids work for candy and do something exciting. So they actually got to know that I would do that. They got to know me. So they will prepare songs and they had jokes and they actually had a whole skit going on among the children that were definitely older than 12. And that's where the story came up.
Gotcha. Okay. And then Maria's marketing genius, she actually recorded all of them and then put out bootleg CDs and sold them. So like it was all unofficial. She didn't get any like releases or anything, but she made some cash thanks to making the kids work for their Halloween candy. That's the part she's not telling us.
Watch out. People may believe that.
Okay. I'm totally kidding, guys. If you haven't watched the show too much before, I'm very sarcastic, like to make really dumb jokes most of the time. I know an ex-girlfriend, her dad said most of my jokes were 2/3 of a pun, like PU. Again, at that point in time, so my humor hasn't gotten much better since then. Okay, let's see. So according to Irish legend, jack-o'-lanterns are actually named after a stingy man named Jack because he tricked the devil several times and was forbidden entrance into both heaven and hell. Now, I just don't see how this is a bad thing. So you trick the devil. He's so mad. Now you can't go to hell. I always thought that was the goal. And he was condemned to wander the earth, waving his lantern and leading people away from their paths. And actually, the first jack-o'-lanterns weren't pumpkins. That wasn't quite as trendy back then. They were turnips, which I don't know how you fit a light in a turnip. They must have grew some really big turnips.
And how do you dig them out? I mean, they're very hard.
I have no idea. But I mean, if it was in Ireland, then I mean, they basically, like, potato was the staple crop. So if you can get a potato out of the ground, you can get a turnip out of the ground.
Yeah, of course. But remember, there was a famine. So maybe they switched from potatoes to turnips.
I don't have the year.
No idea. We're speculating.
I think it was well before that. If we're talking Irish legend, would be before a potato famine. So
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Which one would be your favorite choice? And I know you said that you don't like the hard candies.
No.
Like old people hard candies. But which one do you think is actually the choice candy?
I already know.
According to... Okay, you already
I
know.
Really answer. And
okay, you guys. Okay, you guys.
It's both.
Okay, you guys. So here's the thing. I'm going to ask you, what do you think is the preferred choice of candy for Halloween treats?
Yes.
I'll give you 2 seconds. Okay, here's the answer.
I've already said 50...
What?
I've already said it on the show.
Yeah, but there's more to that.
Okay. Go ahead.
So 50% of children...
What do you think?
50% of children want to have chocolate on Halloween over other types of treats, but 24%, less than a quarter, like candy. Few of them like gum. Toothbrushes did not make the list, so please do not give children toothbrushes just because you think it's a good thing to give them.
Okay, so
unless it's toothpaste with a candy flavor.
Okay.
I'm making it up. That's not true. It's not on the list.
So when I was scouring, I actually found the fact and I passed over it. And mine is actually a little more specific than yours.
Ooh.
The number one favorite candy hoped for by all children, not all children, but highest percentage is a Snickers. That is the number one hoped for Halloween candy by children is a Snickers.
Oh, so I was going to go with M&M's.
When I said I already said it, it's because when you asked what nougat was, I said Snickers. So that was my response when I said I already said it. Like, it's already been mentioned during the show. It wasn't me rudely trying to just, no, I already answered. No. All right, everybody. Now that we've cleared up our misconceptions and
our growls,
I hope you guys all got to, you know, I'm just kidding. All right.
Hope you like this show. Thank you. It's 13 seconds. Bye.
Oh, come on. I'm going to start doing some fun Scottish traditions, though.
Then do 31-31.
Okay. If Scottish girls believe that they can see an image of their future husband, if they hung a wet sheet in front of a fire on Halloween, other girls believe they would see their boyfriend's face or if they looked into a mirror while walking downstairs at midnight.
So if you don't kill yourself looking at a mirror walking downstairs, you may see the image of your boyfriend.
Or it's the same fact. And the people that were trying to find their boyfriend while looking in the mirror going downstairs got to meet them because... on the other side of the wet sheet, you can't make out anything. So maybe it was actually the ghost of your boyfriend who you now get to be with because you're both gone.
Make sure you don't say Candyman 3 times while looking at the mirror and you'll be okay.
Do it, Maria. Why would you?
Well, you may be looking for a boyfriend. There you go.
Rumpelstiltskin, I tell you. You're up, Mar.
Wow, that went bad really fast. Animals are very important during Halloween. You can see I'm wearing a crow, but owls in this case, they are actually very important symbol of Halloween. And that's because in medieval times, owls were believed to be witches. And if you heard the call of an owl, it meant that someone was about to transcend to the other side.
Okay. All right. That kind of makes sense. If I yell out owl really loudly, I'm probably not in good shape. So that makes sense. Sorry. We'll play on owl and owl. Nobody else jumped in on that. Okay. I gotcha. All right. In Hollywood, there is a $1,000 fine for using silly string on Halloween. And for those of us that have tried to clean up silly string, I can kind of understand why. And to follow that up, in Alabama, it is illegal to dress up as a priest.
You should have made it in a form of a question.
I could have, but I want to save those towards a little towards the back end, because then we get too chatty. We got so many fun facts I want to get through that I'm jamming a little bit.
That's fine. So one of the candies that was not mentioned as favorite on the list, but it is a kind of within the same season tradition, was a candy called Chicken Feet. Can you guess what the normal name, the name is now? Chicken Feet.
Oh, it's got to be candy corns. Candy corns? Yes!
It was called Chicken Feet. It does look like a kernel of corn, if you think about it.
Like, once I was, like, my mind started Rolodexing through, and then I was like, okay. Because they had those Chico sticks when I was growing up, and it was, like, kind of breading on the outside and, like, a hard peanut butter thing on the inside. It was a dry stick, but they were called Chico sticks. And I was thinking of that because it sounded like chicken feed, and then my mind just started Rolodexing through all the other options. I should have waited a couple seconds to give everybody out there more of a chance to answer.
I bet you everybody had their time. It's okay, you guys. You're probably screaming at the same time.
So we're going to go back to Sondheim, which is kind of the agreed upon kind of origin of Halloween. And so basically bonfires were lit to ensure that the sun would return after the winter, because obviously this is transitioning into winter. And often the Druid priests would throw bones of cattle and stuff into the flames, hence bonfire.
That's a cool version of it. It's kind of scary that they'll throw bones, but it's also a good way to blend them and nourish the soil after the bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be a ghost, like you ask people to give you ideas of what to wear for Halloween. So here is a hack for you.
Okay.
Same thing if you get bitten by a mosquito. See, this works both ways. So calamine lotion. You know which one I'm talking about? Like if you get bitten by a mosquito, you apply that pink lotion.
Yes.
Calamine lotion is actually a really good hack, not only a good saver for skin problems, poison ivy and mosquitoes, as I said, but also you can disguise yourself in Halloween. The trick is make sure you spread it evenly or you're going to look really, really patchy, but you're definitely going to look like a good pink panther.
Okay.
Or a ghost, I don't know. Whichever way you want to go with it.
Okay. I haven't seen too many pink ghosts other than Pinky on Pac-Man, but you know, we covered that last video, so we'll leave that alone. So I like the origins of stuff, guys. If you've watched the show enough, I tend to like origin stuff. So I'm gonna stick with the same thread. And trick-or-treating basically evolved from the ancient Celtic tradition of putting treats out. So we talked about them wanting to wear masks and costumes to avoid the ghosts. Well, when you're in your house, you also would put out treats to basically feed the ghost and placate them, which kind of reminds me a little bit of the Day of the Dead celebrations and stuff in Mexico, where you put out food for the spirits and such. And there was something called souling in medieval Christian, a precursor to like modern day trick-or-treating. And on, I guess they called it Hallowmass. It was November 1st. The poor would go door to door offering prayers for the dead in exchange for soul cakes. It was a specific, and again, I think they might do that in also during Day of the Dead. I think they do have like soul cakes or something like that there. It's been a long time. I grew up in LA and one of my best friends was Mexican, so I got to get to see a lot of pieces of the culture and stuff. And then I was actually traveling in Mexico last Halloween. But that's specific thing I'm not too sure about. If you guys know, please in the comments below, let me know if soul cakes is a tradition in during the Day of the Dead. I'd like to know.
So going on the same kind of same thread that you are going through, they actually, some scholars were saying that the Day of the Dead should actually be called Days of the Dead because the traditions are longer than one day. They can take several days, actually. And it's a mixture of not only the Aztec rituals of the skulls, which is where you see the Katrinas, and they're becoming more and more popular. You see them now on more ornaments than it used to be in the past. And the altars to the dead and food with the Christian, like the Catholic masses and prayers. So those two traditions blended together for the Days of the Dead.
Okay. I got a little bit of an education. You guys can give me some more in the regular comments below. We won't have Maria put up a specific post for it, but according to legend, if you see a spider on Halloween, it's actually the spirit of one of your loved ones watching you.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, okay, let me cancel that one because I've read something similar. So I'm going to talk about superstitions.
Okay.
And if you see a black cat, so in some cultures, positive, negative, but if you see a black cat crossing your path, you will be cursed with bad luck. In medieval ages, black cats were seen as familiar of witches. And this belief basically perpetrated through centuries, basically, with the association. But in other countries, it's the complete opposite. So it really depends on which country you are in.
And not only is it the opposite, black cats are good luck, but white cats are bad luck. And that would be, I know Britain does that, and I think it might be Australia too, which would make sense.
Ireland is the opposite.
Okay.
Ireland and Britain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I found this, and it actually made me want to go there. So this is not a solicited plug whatsoever, guys, but apparently one of the best haunted houses in the United States is said to be the Haunted Cave in Lewisburg, Ohio. I don't know that I'm going to drive all the way to Lewisburg, Ohio to check it out. But if I happen to be in the area, it's about 3,500 feet long, and it's an actual cave, 80 feet below ground, in an abandoned mine with 30,000 live bats that populate the cave. And that's just intermixed as you go down the entire cave. There's like your typical like guy with cauldron and scary this thing. And they have all of these, like I watched a video of it online and I'm like, ooh, okay, that actually looks pretty cool. Like most haunted houses are pretty cheesy. You're like, oh yeah, scary. Oh yeah, you got it. Clearly they charge money and tickets and stuff to get into the place. So like they've got some money.
Just that cave. How cool is that? To me, the exciting part were the bats.
Yes, I thought you would like that, but that's a lot.
Like that just made me so excited.
But if you want the real thing, some people don't want fake scare. They want real scare. In that case, you go to the Bell Witch Cave in Tennessee, which is said to be and thought to be one of the most active haunted spots in America, according to the American Ghost Society. So take your pick, guys. Real haunty. Fake haunty with fun bats. Up to you.
Well, maybe the other cave has bats too, and then it will be the perfect cave.
I don't know. I like to stay away from said to be real haunty places. I don't like
So speaking of other traditions and ways to divine the future, apples. Apples are a symbol of fertility, and therefore young women will actually, when they do those games of apple bobbing,
yes,
they actually have a tradition. It's not just a game that you play in the orchards, in the apple orchards. It's actually, if a young man capture her apple, like they will write their name in the apple. Boys will write their names on their apple. Girls, I mean, will write their names on the apple. So if a young man capture her apple while bobbing, that girl had found her match. Okay. Another tradition is, if the girl is peeling the apple on Halloween and throws the peel over her shoulder, the pill was then inspected as it lands to see if it forms a letter. And if it does, it will indicate the future, the girl's future spouse's first letter.
Okay. That seems very intricate and a little bit up to, no, no, that's an O. Oh God, no, no, no. I don't like any O's in my town. No, that definitely looks like a Q. No, there's a little piece. That's gotta be a Q, right? Divination.
Very good point.
By influence.
Yeah, no kidding. No, no, I don't want that.
No, no, no. So this is actually a rumor that had been going around on the internet for quite some time. It actually is true, and I thought it was interesting. But the movie Halloween from 1978, this is my only one. I know I joked up all my time. My only one. But the mask that they used, they were on such a tight budget. They literally, the person in charge of the filming just said, go to the market and just buy the cheapest mask you can find. And it turns out it was actually a William Shatner mask from Star Trek. Obviously, they kind of turned it in inside out and did what they needed to do with it. But yeah, that's where the mask from Halloween came from.
I love that. That is actually pretty cool. So another one I have about going global. And when we think of Halloween, we've been talking about being a very kind of a lot of Christian base that the Irish 6,000 years ago and and a lot of the mixture. So in Hong Kong, completely different culture, Hong Kong, Halloween is celebrated slightly different. It's called, it's celebrated during the Festival of the Friendly Ghosts. Okay. And what they do is they leave food out there on fires, out, and fires are lit in an effort to make angry ghosts a little happier with the living.
Interesting. So it's actually meant to appease them, because a lot of like Chinese traditions, like fireworks came... Well, they got mainly used to scare away evil spirits and stuff. So usually they're it's more of a force out. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this was a thing, guys. So I found out that there's apparently a world record for fastest pumpkin carving time. And my first thought was like, all right, cool. I'm just like knife circle done. That's my carving. Like what you can't, I mean, that's my carving. But apparently part of the rules is that it has to, let's see, weigh less than 24 pounds and be carved in a traditional way, which requires at least eyes, a nose, ears, and a mouth. And the record was 54 seconds, which I thought
54 seconds.
Somebody carved all that. But then.
But then.
This guy beat his own record. And he must have practiced really hard through the entire year, because he went down from 54 seconds to 24 seconds. So the record for carving a pumpkin is 24 seconds, everybody.
Oh my gosh. Like, I cannot even think about it that fast. But hey, whatever works. So we also use for Halloween, perhaps more for the fall, we use the scarecrows. Mm-hmm. And the scarecrows are there to literally scare crows from eating the corn and you know, they gang up. And anyway, so basically the Greek farmers created the first scarecrows that look like people. And that's the culprit of why that name originated. So if you're thinking about what the name scarecrow came, it came from Greeks trying to scare the crows that were destroying their crops.
All right. Would you like a trick or a tip to make your scarecrows more effective in the future, Maria?
Okay.
What actually scares the crows, and I did this for another video I was researching, is the actual human smell that's on the clothes. So you actually need to change the clothes on a scarecrow relatively normal, and it has to be something you've worn. So if it's like old dingy clothes that you never wear that can be ruined and you just put them out there, your scarecrow is not going to be that effective. What scares them is they don't want to be around humans. So that odor, it's more of a protective thing to stay away. So the key to a good scarecrow, everybody, clothes with human scent on them.
So very stinky clothes after working on the, you know, on a farm. And then, yeah.
All
that
right.
That is awesome.
Since I like origins and I've already said it, the Milky Way bars? Where do these rank on your favorite candies? What are your favorite candies, Mar?
It's very limited because I like chocolate, but I like dark chocolate, and I like chocolate with almonds and dried nuts. So it's very, very more of the artisan. So Milky Ways are good, but I like the dark ones or Mounds. If they actually made Almond Joy with dark chocolate, I will be in absolute heaven. I need the toasted almond.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Milky Way bars are not obviously named after our galaxy, which most people think, and that is not the case. They're actually named after a popular malted milkshake from the 1920s.
So
if you ever go somewhere and there's like an ice cream shop and they're like, oh, would you like a Milky Way flavored milkshake? And it's like, no. The milkshake came first. The candy came second.
Ooh.
So you guys can school your ice cream people. But then you got to be giving up on a really good milkshake and settle for a Milky Way just to make your point. That's a tough trade-off.
So the Milky Way got inspired by the ingredients of the milkshake.
The name for the candy basically
named
after the milkshake because it was already popular. So they were trying to latch on to that name and then try to kind of springboard off of it. So it's like, oh, if you like the Milky Way milkshake, you'll love the Milky Way candy bar. Give it a try. One of those kind of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I do have to make something about critters. Sorry.
Okay.
But I read something really interesting. And I've talked about this several times, but I want to add to it. So if you've been in wild chats and we talk about cats and things like that, then you may have heard this before, but I'm going to add an extra, which I am very pleased to see. So it used to be believed, or in some areas still believe, that many shelters will not allow black cats or black dogs to be adopted during October because of fears, and also because many traditions believe they're bad luck. So just to protect the cats from any harm. But now, as society is becoming more and more animal loving, they're actually now hosting events for special black cats as a promotion for the holidays. So actually, if your dream is to have a black kitty to love and to cuddle with, then October in some shelters is becoming a very popular thing. So I was very pleased to learn more about that.
Okay, so I've got one more quick one, and then I have a question for you, Mar.
Okay.
So to round out my bit here, famous Halloween birthday celebrities: Willow Smith, Dan Rather, and of course my favorite of the three, Vanilla Ice.
So those are their birthdays?
Their birthday is on October 31st.
Ooh. So,
celebrities with the birthday of Halloween. And my question to you, Mar, is I would like you to share with everybody, because every country is different. We've talked about the history. We haven't talked too much about like what current countries do for their traditions. But what is Halloween like in Colombia?
So it really does depend on where you live. But we have a lot of very similar things that you have here. You'll dress up and go outside and go trick-or-treating. Now, I lived in a very large city, so going outside was basically not outside of the apartment complex, but just within the apartment complex, and just go, you know, ringing doorbells, and hopefully everybody opened, and hopefully they didn't do a trick on your house. And there were times where I had older kids. So it was really funny when you said something about older kids. Older kids playing pranks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a younger kid, you take it so personal, but it's nothing personal. It's just whatever. But it was very similar. We'll just dress up, and then the kids, we will get together and just look at our candy and count it, or like, what do you get more? And then we'll do bartering. Like, we'll start trading. And that was the best part of collecting candy. It wasn't eating it, because I can care less about it, but it was trying to grab the chocolate or Annie said, the anise.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my favorite.
So I think the one thing, I was here once, there once on a Halloween, and I think the biggest striking difference to me was it's a daytime thing. It's not a nighttime thing. All the kids.
No, it got daytime. It became daytime, but it used to be a nighttime.
Yeah, all the kids go store to store, really, more than house to house. And so all the store keepers and stuff had candy they would hand out to the kids. But I did. I noticed once it got dark, basically all the kids were, no one was really going around as much. So it basically became a daytime thing, which I think can be more fun, too.
It's a safety thing also in larger cities.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, there was always kind of that, like, well, I want to keep trick-or-treating, but like at a certain time, at like 9, people just shut their light off and it's like, okay, there's got to be a limit. And then you're kind of walking up and down for like who still has their light on, just so you can kind of get in that last-minute trick-or-treating. But
yeah, and it's very different because if you have houses and you can see, but in an apartment complex, the doors are closed, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
Yep. Do you have any more fun facts you want to share with us, Mara, before we move over to the quizzes?
No, I actually was impressed that the word witch, that has such a bad connotation, actually meant wisi or wiki, which means wise woman. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Wiccan were highly respected people at one time. So according to popular beliefs, they actually had about 2 meetings, and that was on Sabbaths and Halloween night.
Okay. All right, I am going to move on to the first quiz, guys. This is your opportunity to yell at the screen, come up with the answers. Think of us what you will if we can't come up with the answers. We'll give a few hints, and one of the rules is if we do know the answer right away, because Mar and I sometimes go to the same sources for our facts and for our information, we won't answer. We want to give everybody out there an opportunity.
I do my best.
Yes. So I'm going to start.
Go for it.
The holiday with the most candy sold in the United States. I have a top 4 list. So you can either tell me where you think Halloween ranks, or you can just tell me what you think the number one holiday is. Or both.
Okay. So if I were to think of which one would be the holiday with the most candy, yes. I will actually not necessarily think... Well, Halloween probably will be the first because everybody buys. But February 14.
Okay. So your answer is going to be Valentine's Day for the holiday that the most candy is sold in the United States.
No, I will go Halloween, then Valentine.
Then Valentine's Day. Okay. Now, this is a top 4 list. I won't tell you whether you got that right or wrong. Would you like to take guesses on what's on the top 4 list? Clearly, you think it would be Valentine's Day, Halloween. What are the other two?
For candy. That's the part that is so complicated. I also will say Christmas because people like to buy the little candy canes.
Okay. And stockings. Mm-hmm. Straight
candy. What
other
holiday do we have? 4th of July.
I'm going to give you a hint, Maria. And for those of you that have watched, if you guys watch us over from Wild Chats, we did a video clip show over there. And at the last half of the show, we basically did a costume contest where we did brackets in every video clip.
Easter!
Number one pick was a rabbit. Chill. Oh, wait, I don't want to give away the answer. Just in case you guys haven't watched the show, go over to Wild Chats and you can see the face-off for Halloween. Easter, yes. So you got the 4 right, but your order was wrong. So
Easter should be number one.
Number one was Easter. Number 2 is Christmas. And Valentine's Day and Halloween kind of trade back and forth. But at the moment, I said some research said Valentine's Day, but it was like from 2015. And then I read some other stuff that was written in 2021 that said Halloween was number 3.
So basically, I had him completely upside down.
Yes, you did. You basically had the, yes, exactly.
And I completely forgot Easter, which if I had remembered, I would have been like, yeah, Easter.
But is Easter a big candy holiday in Colombia?
Not at all.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah, good point. Like, not okay. at all.
Do you have one for me?
Yes. Why am I wearing orange and black? And why will that represent Halloween?
It's a favorite fall color of the major gang that you're in Colombia.
The Jackos, lanterns.
I'm guessing pumpkin for the orange, and then the black. I have no idea. Let me know. What do you got?
Okay, so you're very close. Your deduction is solid in the sense of that orange. It's a symbol of strength and endurance. Okay. And it's along with the brown and the gold that is the harvest of the fall.
Okay.
So it has to do with the vibrancy and the strength of the vegetables and fruits that actually grow. Actually, pumpkin is a fruit that grows from the harvest. Okay. Black is a symbol of death and darkness. And it's a reminder that Halloween was a festival that in the past produce allergies like I just did.
Okay. Okay.
Bless you, so my spirit wouldn't come out.
Yes.
But it was a festival that marked the boundaries between life and death. So that's why the black is a reminder of it.
Okay. Now I want to come back to this bless you thing, because I've actually heard it both ways. Some culture bless you is so your spirit doesn't escape. Other cultures bless you is because you've expelled the bad spirits, and usually after you sneeze, you inhale immediately after. So you bless somebody so they don't re-inhale the evil spirits that they just expelled. So,
oh, perfect time to sneeze then, if you think about it.
It can go either way on that one. But my next and final quiz question is a simple number, all you have to give me. But the number is one of the most important questions known to man. And no, it's
number of pi. 3.14.
Trying to think of that movie right now too. I can't think of the title of it. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. No, it's not that number. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? And a university actually created a machine so they could study this.
That is the... I'm sorry, guys. I may offend you, but Tootsie Rolls?
But Tootsie Pops? Seriously? You don't like Tootsie Pops?
Isn't that the same thing?
No, it's a hard candy lollipop with Tootsie Roll in the center.
That tastes like malted candy. Like, tastes like Tootsie Rolls. So it's like a malted flavor.
So the outside would be a lollipop, like orange flavor, cherry flavor, whatever, like watermelon. And then the inside heart of it is a Tootsie Roll. And kids would always get, like, you just get impatient, and you always end up biting it to get...
I always bite through those type of...
Yeah, nobody like ever takes long enough. But that was part of the ad on TV, like how many licks, and it had an owl. That was their mascot, and he would ask, and he would be like, one, a two, a three. He had like an accent and everything. Yes, that's how he pronounced it. And that was always the question, and nobody could ever answer it because no one was ever patient enough.
I'm going to say 65.
65.
I don't even know what the size of those things are.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that. She is not familiar with the size of a Tootsie Pop, guys. So out there.
I've never had one.
All right. But if you, yeah, because there's different size pop, like, yeah, pop. All right, everybody. The answer is finally answered for us. Somebody at the university, and this was not a cheesy university, people. Purdue University figured this out. This isn't like some podunk university. They created a machine specifically to answer this question. And the answer is 364 licks to get to
the center. That actually makes sense. 65 seems like 3 licks and you're done. Not even a candy, a small candy.
It's a long time. All right, everybody. I hope you guys had a good time. I know Mara and I did. I really highly encourage you guys to go over to Wild Chats and check out the Halloween video. I think that's probably the funnest one we've done. It's normally we play like 6 or 7 clips and then we talk and kind of go through the episode, but that episode is kind of clip, but it's the first clips are just adorable and fun and hilarious. And then when we get to the costume contest, especially Maria, because she has such a hard time deciding at certain points in the video. And then you see her like, well, what are my criteria for judging? And I'm like, just go with your gut. And then she gets really
like, I'm doing a Venn diagram and I'm kind of like putting up.
Yes, exactly. So just that part of it alone is pretty hilarious. But I definitely encourage you guys to go check it out. Hopefully you enjoy the show, guys. We really appreciate it. Please click the subscribe button and the bell icon. We'll help you get notifications when we have new videos coming up. And any of our Patreon subscribers, we're jumping over there now. So let's continue the after show over there. Mara, see you in a minute.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.